got your Bibles, turn to Psalm 77. Psalm 77, good to be in God's house and sense His Spirit. He's so good to us, isn't He? Precious, wonderful. Stand with me and let's read the first six verses. I am speaking on these Wednesday nights on the nightlife of the believer. I wish I could tell you as preacher that every day will be a bright day. That every day you'll be in light and joy and everything is going to go smooth. But if I told you that, I'd be sounding like Joe Osteen. Every day is not a bright day. Every day is not a great day. There are some days that go into the night. And I've been speaking on the nightlife of the believer. The first message I preached on was a visitor in the night. How many of you are glad tonight that in your dark times in your life, you've had a visit from somebody in the night? Aren't you glad that God came into your night season when you couldn't see clearly, when you couldn't think clearly, when you were somewhat bewildered, yet God, because He is so merciful and so kind, came into where you are. And I didn't know when I started this series of messages that I would need what I'm preaching. I didn't know that my life would dive into a night. I didn't know that I was going to suffer some pain and have some hurt. You just don't know. But I want you to know something I do know. There is a God that can make a visit to you in your nightlife.
Amen.
But that's not all. Aren't you glad? Because we're going to take it another step tonight. The psalmist said in Psalm 77, I cried unto the Lord, unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. And He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song. Let me read that again. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I communed with mine own heart. And my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord test forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone over forever or gone forever? Does His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Our Father, Lord, thank You that You love me and you love all of us. And Lord, as I search the scriptures and try to pastor this flock and try to be what I said I would be on Sunday night, despite what's happening in my own life, I want to stand as a shepherd in the midst of the flock and protect them and love them and guide them and strengthen them and help them. And Lord, I know you'll help us, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. I read an advertisement in a book of illustrations that appeared in the London newspaper early in the 20th century. And here's what it said. Men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return, doubtful. That was written by Sir Ernest Shackleton. He was the explorer of the South Pole. It seemed as though all men in Britain were determined to accompany us, he said. I wonder if I would say this tonight, what kind of response I would get. People wanted for a long journey. Wages paid at the end of the journey. At times there will be bitter cold experiences and long nights of complete darkness, lasting weeks and months at a time, trials frequent, although the arrival is guaranteed. I wonder how many would want to jump on to that ship. Watchman Nee said, we seldom learn anything new about God except through adversity. Alexander McLaren said, every affliction comes with a message from the heart of God. The burdens of the Christian life, if you want to trust God, can lead to blessings. And as we get into Psalm 77, and what a wonderful psalm. This psalm was written by Asaph. He was a music director, wasn't he? He wrote 12 of them. He actually wrote 12 psalms. This is the middle one of the 12. And when we study this psalm, one moment the psalmist is in the past. And the next moment, Sean is in the present. One moment he is discouraged. And the next moment he is encouraged. Are y'all with me? Yes. Sounds a lot like us. Somebody say amen. He was surrounded in this passage with darkness and filled with despair. And on those two things under this first stop, the sorrows in the night. I want you to know something. You're not going to get out of this life without having sorrow. Amen. You're not going to get out of this experience called Christianity without some sorrow. Don't listen to that bunch on TV, that health and wealth gospel crowd who paints everything so beautiful. And they give you their little motivational talks. It's a bunch of garbage. Because I know just a little bit about life's experience, and it ain't always up here. Send somebody help me. Let me give you two things under this thought. Number one, in verse 1, notice this. He cried out in deep sorrow. Notice verse 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto the God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. And that word cry carries the idea of a crash of thunder. You ever had that? He cried so loud that it sounded like a crash of thunder in the heavens. He was hurt to such an extent that his sorrow burst out in a cry. How many of you ever been there? I can imagine that cry of the psalmist was somewhat like a cry of a mama over a sick child, hovering over them and saying, God, help my baby, help my child, touch them.
Amen.
And then I noticed, not only did he cry in deep sorrow, he continued in daily sorrow. Look at verse number 2. In the day of my sorrow, I sought the Lord. This wasn't just an experience that lasted for just a minute. It was this kind of experience. Day after day, night after night, darkness after darkness. Can you gather what the psalmist is saying? He was in a struggle. He was crying out to God. He was broken. He felt so much pain. He said, I sought the Lord. He looked what he said. My soul ran in the night and it ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. You know, there's sometimes we get in our life experience and we're so hurt that our soul, though we don't want to admit it, don't even want to be comforted. We just want to be left alone. We want somebody just to get out of our business. You with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about a night experience. You said, well, I'm not having no problem right now, preacher. Everything's going good. The bills are paid. The kids are healthy. Mom and dad's healthy. Everything's fine, preacher. Hold it a minute. That will not last forever. Let me go on. So I'll have plenty of time to get all this in. Not only his sorrow in the night. Will you notice with me some more in the Bible? I notice his struggles in the night. Verse number 3. Are y'all there? He is thinking about the works of God in the past. He said, I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. See, he was mindful of God in his whole ordeal, and the result was confusion and question. How has ever been to the place in your Christian life that you were confused and you started questioning God and you wonder, why was all this mess in your life? That's where the psalmist was. He thinks on God. He thinks about God. He thinks upon God. And you know what he's thinking? He doesn't understand why God ain't come and rescued him out of the darkness. And the Bible said he was overwhelmed. Look at verse number 4. Look at it. How many's ever been here? Thou holdest mine eyes waking. How many's ever been there in your Christian life when you went home, you was full of stress and all night long? Your eyes were open. All night long. I did this the other night. Marguerite and I was there, and all night long, here's what happened, Lois. I would peek over Marguerite and seen the clock. It was 11 o'clock. Then I'd peek again, it was 12:15. And I peeked again and it was 1:30. And I peeked again and it was 3 o'clock. I'm talking about sleeplessness. That's what the psalmist said. He said, my eyes were open all night long. I couldn't sleep. He said, I'm in so much trouble that I couldn't even speak. Couldn't sleep, couldn't speak. The word trouble in verse 4 speaks of, listen to this, Chad, speaks of of tapping or beating on something. It is to be bruised by beating. His prolonged night was not only broken in his heart, but his faith was bruised. You know what, friend? I don't know if you've ever been there or not. Not only when your heart was broke, your faith was broke and bruised. You know, we talk living by faith in Jesus above. You know what I'm talking about? I'll never forget years ago, my friend, and became a real good friend of mine before he died. I've got three of his ties. He's one of the greatest champions of the faith, dedicated this building, Dr. Curtis Hudson, stood up here at the pulpit and made a statement. He said, "Lord, I believe." And he was dying with cancer and said, "Help thou my unbelief." I want all you to know something. There's a fine line between faith and unbelief. How many of you have ever prayed in faith and boy, you thought you knocked it out of the park and you hadn't hardly got off your knees until that spirit of unbelief come and just stabbed you in the life. And you have been there, Chad. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a painful time. Verse 5, he said, "I've considered his ways of old, the years of ancient time. His mind is on God's work in the past." Here's what he was thinking. He said, "Well, God done all this for others. God hurt others. God helped others. God healed others. Why isn't he messing with? Why isn't he helping me?" Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Oh, Joe over here, he shouted it out. Got up and said, "Man, God did this and God did that and God did this and God did that and God did this and God did that." And you sitting over saying, "Well, he ain't done that for me lately." That's what the song said. Huh? That's the kind of frame of mind he was in. Secondly, he is troubled by the ways of God in the present. Sometimes I look back at my life and I look back and I say, "How did I get through that? How did I make it through that?" And the only thing I can tell you is there was a God back there, even when I was ignorant of it, brought me through. But listen to the rest of this. Are y'all still with me? I hope it's helping somebody. Secondly, he was troubled by the ways of God. Look at verse number 9 through 7 through 9. These verses, Chad, are you listening to all this? Listen to what he said, number 1. "Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more?" You know what he's saying? Number 1. "Will God forsake me?" He felt forsaken. "Will the Lord cast me off forever? Will he be favorable more?" You mean, God, where are you? How many's ever had this experience like Job? I went forward and he wasn't there. I went back, he wasn't there. I went to the right, he wasn't there. I went to the left, he wasn't there. And you felt, where is God? Where you at? That's where he was. He felt forsaken. Amen. Somebody help me preach. Yes, have you ever felt forsaken? We know God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Come on. But have you ever prayed and he didn't give you an answer? You ever talked to God and it seemed like heaven was brass? You ever been in a place where, why my prayers been answered? Come on, children of God. Then number 2, look here. Look, stay with me. Is this Bible? I'm just preaching the Bible. Look at verse number 8. Is his mercy? Listen to this. He must have been a West Virginian. Is his mercy clean gone? That's what we would say. Forever? Doth his promises fail forevermore? You know what he's saying? Not only God, do y'all feel like you forsook me? And boy, this is a bad place to get in. God, I feel like you failed me. That's where he was. Why haven't you answered my prayer? Why am I still broke? Why am I still hurting? Why is my situation getting worse? Why did I lose my job? Why did my health go? Why did my kids' health go? Just, God, have you failed me? That's what he was saying. That word clean over, words like that kind of, you get me, but Jeremy, they get me. They make me want to think, what in the world that mean? Clean over. I know that's West Virginia. The word really literally means to disappear. He was wondering if God's mercy has disappeared from his life. Amen. How much with me?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever wondered that? God, where's your mercy at? I feel forsaken. I feel like you failed me. Y'all still with me? Then look in verse 9. Man, this is good. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Not only did he feel forsaken and he felt like God failed him, it's real bad. He felt like God forgot him. Have you forgot to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy? Is he mad at me? Hold a minute. Listen, I probably need to stop a minute. Just because you're going through a dark night, hear me out, doesn't mean God's mad at you. Ah, y'all didn't get that, did you? I guess that went like a 747 right over your head. Just because you're going through a dark night, doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that he forgot you. Come on now. You ever been like that? Where you at now? You forgot me? Hey, John Smith, you know Pastor Smith, been here 40 years. Church went from 84 and we're running up over 1,000 times. Hey, you know me? That's what the psalmist was feeling. Y'all with me? It's getting ready to get better, okay? There are times in the night shatters some of our images of God. Did y'all get that? Sometimes if we don't watch it, Joe, that the night will shatter our images of God. We'll feel like he forsook us. We'll feel like He failed us. And sometimes we'll feel like he forgot us. I don't know what night you're in tonight. I don't know what you're sailing through in your life tonight. But I want to give you some good news. Lastly, verse number 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart and my soul made diligent search. Thou art a hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and the night his song shall be with me. Boy, is that good.
Amen, preacher.
In the nighttime, that song comes softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. Calling sinners to come home. Whew, boy, I'm having a time tonight. Verse 6, I will call and remembrance my song in the night. He recalls other nights and remembers how in those nights that God had given him his song. And what he was like a child that was sick and like somebody in the hospital. And they needed God and they needed help. And God came in his nighttime with a song. Then the song in the present he received. If you read verses 13 through 20. I want to note this. I hope you note this. Even he started hearing a song. And it was still dark. Somebody help me preach right there. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Frank Graff. His nickname was the Sunshine Minister. He was so full of joy. He brought happiness to everybody he met. But there was a time when he went in deep and through a heartbreaking experience. He even begun to doubt some of the great truths of God. He preached through those years. He seemed to be sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. He was like Bunyan and the slough of despair. And one day, he felt he could not take it any longer. And he came to the end of his road. And in his extremity, he began to sing a song that had been born out of such an experience that he was going through. And it goes a little bit like this.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
He's coming! If you need to pray.
Sunshine Minister couldn't go any further.
He dropped to his knees and began to pour his heart out. And he shouted, he said, I know he cares.
Oh, yes, he cares.
Sing up. Stand with him. If you need him tonight, if you need him tonight. Find a place here at the altar. Find a place to pray. Find a place to find God tonight.
When the days are weary,
yes,
the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. With my
I bless you, honey. I bless you, sweetheart. Amen. God is a caring God. Chad, you come dismissive. Give me time to get back to the Baptist.
How many needed that tonight? Amen. God's good. Every single day. When things are going good, He's good. When things are going bad, He's good. He's worthy. Lord, we thank You so much for the message that we heard tonight. It wasn't just a sermon, Lord. It was a message. And Father, I pray for those who are hurting in here tonight, who might be in a season, nighttime, Lord, in darkness. Lord, I pray that You just work mightily in their lives. Those that feel lonely, Lord, I pray that You let them know that You stick it closer than a brother. For those who are discouraged, down and out, depressed, Father, remind them that You're the lifter up of our heads. Father, I pray that You just continue to bless this church. And Father, I pray that You just continue to bless Pastor John. But more importantly than any of that, Lord, I pray that we could just continue to lift Your name up high. And Father, we know that You'll honor that. Father, I pray that You be with us now as we go our separate ways, Lord. I pray that You have Your way in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray.